Verse 12. Even though I wrote to you, I did not write for the one who did wrong, nor for the one who was wronged. So they wouldn't say, then why do you reprimand us if we were not at fault? He addresses this point, stating, I have no regrets, even though I did regret earlier. I'm so far from regretting what I wrote in the past, he says, that I was more regretful then than I am now after you have proven yourselves. Do you see his intense passion and strong argument, how he reinterprets what was said to the opposite effect? What they thought would cause his retraction and embarrassment for criticizing prematurely, now that they have made amends, he uses as evidence that he spoke justifiably, and he continues to speak freely when he believes he can do so without fear. The one who earlier said things like these, he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her body, and hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, and all other sins a person commits are outside the body. How come he now says, not for the one who did wrong, nor for the one who was wronged? This isn't contradiction, but incredible consistency. How so? It was crucial for him to demonstrate the love he had for them. So he does not neglect the wrongdoer, but simultaneously shows, as I stated, the love he had for his followers, and that he was more worried about the entire church. He was afraid that the sin would grow and eventually consume the entire church. This is why he said, a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. He expressed it this way then, but now that they have done well, he no longer phrases it similarly but differently. He implies the same concern but frames it more positively.